We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hey, coming up next, we're going to get into our simple thing for radio today. And it's just a simple question. And as a matter of fact, if you want to call right now, you can. 214-787-1987. It's Miles in the Morning, 98.7 KLOP. And the answer is very simple. What is something that everyone seems to love, but you dislike? So for me, for example, is Nutella. Not a fan of the Nutella. And
it's
it was
okay.
Like really hip there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it was like, you know, millennials were giving it the, kind of like avocado. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't like avocado, well, you should probably be in therapy.
Yeah. or bacon even.
Or bacon.
Everybody was on bacon.
I used to hate bacon.
Yeah.
I used to hate bacon.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-mm. Here's some. I love this. Some guy named Eric Tad eating pickles at the movies.
Dude, yes. And they're in the individual plastic bag, and then people would drink the juice afterwards. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You know, they actually sell that.
Yeah.
Just by itself. Because
now it's supposedly like a cramp thing for athletics.
Yeah.
Like there's
it's a big player.
James's team used to use it on the sidelines. Yeah.
I believe. Yeah. The electrolytes. Okay. So here's one, which I think is like hazelnut coffee. Hazelnut also in Nutella.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But hazelnut coffee. I can attest to this. I used to work with a girl in San Antonio that and I was like, hey, I'm sorry, but you can't bring that in here.
Really?
You cannot bring your hazelnut coffee in here because I would start dry heaving.
Just on the smell alone
of hazelnuts that I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Nope. Somebody put Starbucks.
Oh.
Cauliflower pizza.
Nobody likes cauliflower pizza. They're lying if they say they do.
Right. Or cauliflower mashed potatoes for that matter.
Yeah.
Somebody said pumpkin spice anything.
I agree with that.
I like
pumpkin spice tastes like candles smell to me. It's so strong, it blows out your entire palate.
It really does.
Very good.
Yeah.
And it doesn't taste like pumpkin pie.
My brother said watermelon. Okay.
Mm.
Oh, what is wrong with you, Megan Rumbelow? She said chocolate. How do you not like chocolate?
Oh, sad.
Oh, I feel bad for you.
She just hasn't had good chocolate.
Yeah.
This is so crazy. It's funny. A lot of people are on the Nutella thing. Here's one, and this is from somebody who works here with us. You know Robin Reed?
Sure.
Sweet potatoes. Robin,
wow.
I'm with you 100%.
I love sweet potatoes. You're,
like, I get hell about that every year at Thanksgiving. Well, Jeff, why aren't you going to eat the sweet potato? Don't you want some? I'm like, no, I don't want sweet potatoes. Don't make me eat sweet potatoes. Yeah. Please stop asking me every single year.
A couple of rude potatoes over there.
Go to my Facebook page and read what Tommy Wood said, because I can't repeat it on the air on something.
Oh, no. Now I gotta go look.
On something that everybody else seems to like, but you don't.
I'm racking my brain. Like, what could this be?
Well, go see what Tommy Wood said
what
in the comments.
That's too far, dude. Ethan.
I can't.
Okay.
Can't. Can't. Oh, thanks, Misty. Misty said guy's named Jeff.
Oh.
Appreciate that, Misty.
No, that's not because of you. That's because of an ex. It's got to be.
Joyce says peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
No. So this all started, by the way, I just put this up there because somebody said they didn't like Whataburger. They're like, I don't know what it is, and I know people are probably going to hate on me for saying this, but I don't like Whataburger. And you know what? You should be dismissed from the society. Somebody put on here Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
That doesn't even make sense.
I've liked all these things.
Same. Well, not all of them.
These are supposed to be. Oh, no. This is greatness. Somebody put a meme on here. Karen Johns. Claw is the law. The white claw.
Oh, that's mine. Carbonated water.
I agree with you.
See,
it's gross.
I like carbonated water.
Like LaCroix?
Yeah, I do like LaCroix.
Oh, it doesn't.
It's flat. You made water flat. It's gross.
It's not even flat. It just doesn't have a good, strong flavor. Like, I opened up an orange LaCroix thinking it was going to be like a Fanta or a Sunkist.
Yeah.
And it was highly disappointing.
So here's one. Here's a couple that you guys probably understand. One for sure for you, Rebecca. Tamara Graham says cilantro.
Oh,
you do not like cilantro.
I do not like cilantro. It tastes like soap.
It does not taste like soap.
It tastes like Dawn. I love cilantro.
I love cilantro too. I don't know what's wrong with your taste buds. I'm sorry that you have to go through life that way.
It's because I have taste buds that are so expertly amazing.
Okay.
That's why I don't like cilantro.
All right. 214-787-1987. What is something that everybody seems to like? That they talk about it as if it's the greatest thing ever, and you're like, nope, I'm out. I don't want any part of that. We'd love to hear from you. It's Miles in the Morning, 98.7 K-Love. Good morning.
98.7 K-Love.
Give us a call right now. We want to know what it is that you don't like that everybody else likes. Like, for example, I don't like Nutella. Everybody else loves Nutella. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm around people that have Nutella and they ask me if I want some, and I'm like, no, thank you. They're like, what's wrong with you? And please do not ever ask me if I want sweet potatoes again.
You want sweet potatoes?
No.
Top of Nutella?
No.
Oh, God. I bet if you mix the two, it'd be really good.
No!
So good. Double good.
Why would you say such a thing?
Because it sounds delicious.
I love learning about the K-Love family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about this a couple minutes ago, and I said the one from Tommy Wood on Facebook in his comment. I can't read that one on the air.
No.
Is it something that he doesn't like that it seems like everybody else likes? And I said, you'll have to. I just got 17 million friend requests from people wanting to go see what Tommy Wood had to say. Well done. Hi, good morning. What's yours?
Hey, I don't like Tabasco sauce.
No Tabasco sauce.
I used to get punished with it as a kid, and I'll puke if I taste it now.
So no to Tabasco sauce. You guys like Tabasco sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do. I'll throw it on there. I'm not necessarily like crave it or anything like that.
I think it goes better with like other things. Like if you just like if you could put a salsa on there that's not spicy enough, then you can throw a little Tabasco in there to make it.
Drinking it whole.
Yeah.
By itself.
By itself, it's not necessarily great.
I don't know why you even brought that up. Because I don't know that anybody has ever just like chugged it.
Not like by itself, but like if you just put it on eggs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, right on.
It's just okay.
Maybe some salsa and Tabasco sauce.
Yes, I like the combination of the two.
Okay, now I got it. Okay,
that's what I meant.
Not Tabasco soup.
Very good. Thank you for your call, by the way. Appreciate it.
Yep, have a good morning.
Hi, good morning, K-Love. So we're talking about things that everybody else seems to like except for you.
Taco Bueno.
My kids
like Taco Bueno. It gives me indigestion.
Oh, no.
Sure. But it tastes good, right? And it's worth it.
Yeah.
I've been to two or three different ones. It's all the same thing. Something in their spices that I can't take.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
I just feel bad for
you. I do.
You.
I feel bad for you as well. That just sounds so sad. Thanks, man. Good morning, K-Love. What is something that you don't like that everybody else likes?
In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, see, I'm not necessarily a huge fan. Like, you know,
it's all right.
So I was in San Antonio when they first brought In-N-Out Burger to Texas.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they put one right across the highway from Whataburger.
Ooh.
And in San Marcos, okay? And I thought it was the greatest, most brilliant, like test of all.
Right. Yeah.
And Whataburger still wins.
I think the only burger I've had worse was in my school cafeteria.
Right.
Ooh.
I'm with you, man, 100%. Thanks for the call. Good morning, K-Love. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, what is something that everybody else likes that you just like, no, I don't want to have any part of that?
Salad for one, and I got another one that's going to kill you. Cheese.
You don't like cheese?
What?
Nope. Now, I will eat fried cheese, and I will eat pizza all day long. But just regular cheese, cheese in a block, cheese in stick, you can have it. Don't care for it. It can rot.
So my daughter is that way. She does not like cheese. Doesn't like cheese.
That's crazy.
I'm like, I'm so sorry, honey.
Yeah, she's missing out.
I know. It's just, I feel bad for you. Yeah. Like, joys of life.
I know.
Just missed.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Very good.
And we think about the salad, and, you know, you sit down and eat a plate of food, and everybody's like, well, I ate my salad, too. It's like, yeah, you had about 500 more calories than I did also.
The salad,
like,
I know.
What do you mean? It was the salad. I said, well, by the time you got done with the bacon bits and the
dressings,
salad dressing.
Yeah, big old range on there.
Yeah, I mean, you got an extra 500 calories.
Carb loading.
Yep.
Love it. All right, very good. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good morning. Let's see here. Good morning, K-Love. Who's this?
Hi, this is Robin.
Hey, Robin.
I was just listening to you guys talk about the unpopular foods that people don't like.
Everybody else likes it but you.
Right. And my unpopular food that I do not like and eat is any kind of dairy, specifically cheese. Just don't like it on anything or don't want it near my food.
What if somebody said right now you have to move to Wisconsin?
I guess I'd tell them that I just wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't even give them the courtesy?
No, not even the courtesy.
Well, you can live there. But you just don't have to eat their cheese.
Yeah, but that's all they can
I know. And then you have to wear the cheese head.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Gonna have to pack my bag full of food.
Care packages. Care packages. Send those to her if she ends up in Wisconsin. Just got this from Jason. Doesn't like chicken fried steak. Dude, you're fired from Texas. You're not allowed to live here.
I'm sorry, Jason.
Yeah,
that's right up there. If you say you don't like barbecue, then you know what?
Whoa.
Whoa. Sure, you're a sweet guy.
Too far.
Right?
Get out.
Let's see here. Leah just sent me a message. Says, I don't like fruitcake nasty.
What's that?
Oh, I think she says, I don't like fruitcake. Okay. It's nasty. Sorry, I thought she meant fruitcake nasty.
I was like, is the fruitcake nasty some sort of...
I don't know. It's a good one.
She's nominated for a Best New Artist.
Yeah, fruitcake nasty. Fruitcake nasty. Fruitcake is gross.
It's the worst.
I'm sorry, green cherries don't exist in nature, so get them the hell out of here. From the Huggins...
8.7 K-Love. Nobody plays more 80s. It's Miles in the morning. Gotta say what's up to Wendy Lynn Henry Jessberger. She just sent us a message on her Facebook page. Things that everybody else seems to like that she doesn't like. Dr. Pepper.
No.
Root beer. Any kind of melon except watermelon. Doesn't like any sweet potatoes or anything that claims it is a salad but is not. You know that has mayonnaise in it, like coleslaw.
Uh-huh. Oh, gotcha.
Probably not a fan of the coleslaw.
Right.
All right, what's on your list? 214-787-1987. Good morning.
I got a couple things for you. Both start with a C. Coffee. Can't stand it.
What?
Don't want it. Don't. Nothing to do with it. And the other one is the Cowboys. I'm a Texas guy, born and raised 60 years. I don't like the Cowboys. I'm not. Everybody loves the Cowboys. Yeah. Not a big fan.
You're not doing the Dak dance?
Well, I like that. I just don't care for the Cowboys. I think it's the whole Jerry Jones thing. I don't know.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Not a big fan.
Cowboys.
Yeah.
Go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys.
Rams.
Okay. Rams. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I mean, they're no good this year, but...
Well, I mean, hey, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Do they play each other here in the next few weeks?
They are coming up this week, I think.
Yeah. No, well, they got the Patriots this
Patriots
weekend.
And Lions.
So then
it's the week after. You're right.
Gotcha. All right. Very good. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Hey,
you guys are doing a great job. Have a great day.
Thanks, man.
You too. Sir.
Bye-bye. Hi. This list is getting long. I hope you got something good for it.
Oh, I got you something good, brother.
Let's hear it.
Bell peppers.
Love me some bell peppers.
Me too.
Yes.
They are the nastiest things that were ever created in creation, okay? they run everything. All these restaurants make these dishes with bell peppers in them, okay?
You're not passionate about this, are you?
I've actually walked out of a restaurant because they brought my food with bell peppers in it after I told them I didn't want bell peppers in it.
Wow.
You're hard.
I said no bell peppers!
And you know, I have my stepmother to thank for that. Mm-hmm. When I was 9 years old, she made me sit at the kitchen table for 3 hours.
Until you ate those damn bell peppers.
I wouldn't eat stuffed bell peppers.
That's hilarious. I love it because a lot of the things that you don't like in life probably come from...
I was traumatized.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Childhood memories, yes. Right?
Right.
Awesome.
All right. Y'all have a good morning.
Thanks, man. You too. Bye-bye. Good morning, K-Love. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. It's Trinda from Subway.
What's up, Trinda? Hey. How are you? Trinda works
at
the... She's like the person that runs all the Subways around
yeah,
town.
Yeah, yeah. She brought you all those sandwiches.
I know. They're so good, too, by the way.
Well, I don't run all of them. I'm one interest... Restaurant in Dallas, Fort Worth. But anyway, I just wanted to tell y'all happy holidays.
Thank you. You as well. Are you going to add to our list of things that people like that you don't like?
Quiznos, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
We were going to ask if you are going to add to our list of things that you don't like that it seems like everybody else likes.
Broccoli.
Oh, my gosh. Broccoli is one of those weird foods.
It's like,
but I love Brussels sprouts.
Oh,
well, Brussels sprouts are
look
gross.
At that. Weird. I love Brussels sprouts.
See, I can eat.
Weird?
I can eat Brussels sprouts now, but when I was a kid, oh
no,
my gosh, like
not.
I was willing to pack up my bags at 6 years old and leave the house and say, "I'm sorry, this just isn't going to work out."
Yeah, no, I'm not a very good eater person. I ate peanut butter for a long time, but I love banana and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Oh, banana,
oh, my
banana goodness.
And mayonnaise?
Ooh.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
No.
Don't knock it till you try it, right?
Okay.
That's right. But I just wanted to say happy holiday. I'm working in Frisco today, and I wanted to tell y'all, I hope you have a great holiday season. Y'all do hard work, and I just wanted to tell you that I can't wait to see you again.
All right, aww. Sounds good, Trinda. And by the way, tell everybody at the Star of Frisco Subway that we said hello.
Okay, I will.
All right.
I'm going to bring y'all some breakfast wraps here pretty soon.
Hey, our doors are always open.
I know. I'll see y'all soon.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.